What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 3 of the Home at Advantage Wrestling Podcast. I'm here joined by Jude Swisher, and we can't wait to get started with this episode. How you doing, Jude?
I'm doing great. I'm a little tired. It's kind of early here, but I'm just so excited for this episode. I would like to remind our listeners, send us questions, send us, tips, pointers. We got an email. It's hmatadvantage@gmail.com. You can go to our Twitter at @HMA_pod. And we had a great show. A lot of stuff to talk about. But I would like to start off with an apology to the PSU fans, and but more especially to the Iowa fans, because on last show I picked Iowa to win the national title last year, the team title. And I was thinking about it. I gotta go back, wow. Dude. I can't pick against Penn State. Sorry to everybody. Sorry for being a flip flopper.
So Penn guys, State. Jude's taking University of Northern Iowa to win the 2020 team title.
Yep, that was it. That's exactly what I said. let's just hop right into it. Beat the Streets is coming up, and we got tons of possible matchups. Okay, when I say tons, I mean like 2 or 3. But you know, Sam, what do you think? Tell me about what you think about Beat the Streets.
I love the idea. I love the organization, what they're doing for the kids there, especially because I love wrestling so much. And I'd be so happy for Beat the Streets if I wasn't able to wrestle and they were able to put me into a gym and let me wrestle. And then just getting to the main event, Burroughs and Askren are just about as close to a positive as you could get, without being a sure matchup. Yeah, affirmed, I guess. And then Ashnault Green have confirmed.
So yeah, so I know that Burroughs and Askren have both verbaled, like say like, all right, I'm down, let's get this done. Yeah. But I don't know if it hasn't been like confirmed yet, has it?
No, it has not.
Well then, I just fingers crossed it does. Sam, who would you pick in that matchup? What weight is it going to be at in Burroughs Askren? What's the weight class? 79. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who are you picking?
I'm gonna take Burroughs just because I haven't seen Askren in a long time. And I know Burroughs is on top of the world just about still, even though he took bronze, but he's right there.
Yeah.
I think Askren has the capability to win, but I'm not going to pick it until I see it.
Yeah, and especially, like, Askren's style benefits the most in folk style, because one of the big things with the funk is being able to roll across your own back, and you can't do that in freestyle because that'll be... You can't go across your own back. So
yeah,
I think that Burroughs is going to be more physical than Askren. I think he's going to get to his legs. I think Askren's going to try stuff, but hopefully big blast doubles from Jordan Burroughs. And I think this match will be his. Not to say that Askren can't take it, but it's going to be exciting either way.
For sure.
Ashnault and Green have both confirmed that they're going to wrestle. So that's going to be exciting. Sam, who are you taking?
Yeah, this one's super excited. I'm going to go with Green, the veteran who's made our world team for years and years and years, who beat Nolf in 2017. He's been a consistent silver bronze until last year. And then Ashnault's just a little bit green to the freestyle. Green, look at that. A little bit new to the freestyle scene. And I'm just going to pick Green. I think Ashnault has the capability. And I think he's right there. He's a great wrestler, super on his feet. But I'm just going to go with Green. He's super athletic. Mm-hmm. And he can really get the job done when he needs to.
Right. I agree. I think Green's going to win. But I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, like, Zane graduated and Ashnault was on top for this entire year, basically. So if he keeps that momentum rolling and he just decides, like, hey, I like being number one. Let's just keep it going. I think that'd be really cool. And it'd be great for the sport, too.
Is your pick green?
I think my pick's going to be green.
Okay.
For basically the same reasons you are. This is great radio, you know? We both make the same picks, and it's fun. I have heard from Anthony Cassar himself that he will not be wrestling at Beat the Streets. Because he didn't want to cut the weight. And, you know, if he doesn't want to cut the weight, he doesn't want to cut the weight. So likely it'll be Gable Snyder. And I don't know who will wrestle Gwiz at 125. Do you know of any other possible matches?
Yeah, so Gable Snyder's is a possibility. Both of those guys love to get extra matches in, and Kyle Snyder's been a part of Beat the Streets for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think another one is a possible for Bo Nickel and Jaden Cox.
Mm.
They could definitely get one in.
Exciting.
Who would you pick for that one?
I'm picking Bo. I don't know, Bo is so good. He just has this really, really good mentality that just gives him an edge in every single match he goes into.
Wow.
And I gotta pick Bo. Jaden Cox is fantastic, don't get me wrong. But remember when, you know, Gabe Dean beat Ed Ruth, and then Bo Nickel, you know, he beat Gabe Dean. Bo is extremely, extremely good, and I think he's gonna take it.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. Here comes good radio. I'm taking Jaden Cox.
Oh, okay.
I think it's all him. We've got a world champ returning. He's going to be bigger. I think he's really, really good. I think if he goes up to 97, he has a great chance of beating Kyle Snyder and Sajulayev. I think wherever he goes, he has a great chance of winning.
Well, did he dye his hair? Because Bo dyed his hair, so.
That's true.
That might be the deciding factor in this match.
Maybe I should change my pick. I don't know.
Maybe. Think about it. Are there any other possible matches?
I've heard Zane Yanni, Steve Yanni, J.O. Yanni. I've heard all of those. But I don't know if any of those will happen.
Yeah.
Just because they will probably wrestle the open.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be a repeat.
Yeah. I say let's move on. U.S. Open. There's weight changes. There's new faces. The primary one is Kyle Dakus going down to 74 kilograms.
It's not confirmed yet, but...
Well, yeah. What?
he tweeted out, he said, who's coming with me to Vegas? And basically the only way he could be going to Vegas is either to watch or to go down to 74 to wrestle Jordan Burroughs, which I think is the best choice for him.
I think so, too. I think it would be really upsetting if he just showed up at the Vegas and just watched Jordan win it all. That'd be kind of depressing. Who are you taking? Dake or Burroughs?
Dake or Burroughs. I've taken Burroughs all my life against Dake,
mm-hmm.
and I've been wrong on this match before when Kyle Dake won, but I'm not changing my pick. And I'm sticking with the King. He's had the experience in freestyle a little bit more than Dake has, even though they've both been wrestling the same amount of time. Burroughs has been able to get more tournaments in, especially overseas. And I'm just going to take the King.
I'm going to take Kyle Dake because just after what he did at Worlds last year, especially beating Gadzi Magomedov, one of them, right?
I call him Gadzi.
Gadzi Magomedov. Especially after that, because that was a super losable match. He lost to him at Euregan, right?
Yes, he did. He lost to him 6-0.
Right? And didn't he come back and almost, tech him or something? He did something incredible.
At Worlds?
At Worlds.
Dake did tech him. He teched him 13-0.
Right. So Dake, I think Dake has jumped levels. Look, Burroughs didn't even win Worlds, you know? So... I think I'm going to take Kyle Dake to win this match. So, Sam, you want to talk about the 57 and 65?
Yeah, sure. So, 57 and 65 are my favorite weights at the Open just because of their depth and the new faces that I see in these brackets. So, just for clarity, I'm going to go through and read these names.
Mm-hmm.
Entered in 57, we've got, in alphabetical order, Austin Assad, Austin Miller, Dayton Fix, Edwin Kilmara, Frank Pirelli, Gunnar Woodburn, Jared Patterson, Jesse Delgado, Jesus Rosado, Joey Palmer, Kyle Waldo, Luke Welch, Nathan Tomasello, Nick Piccinini, Raymond Evans, Sebastian Rivera, Shane Kim, Thomas Gilman, Vitaly Rougeau, and Zane Richards.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. How many national titles are in there? One from NATO, one from... Did Delgado won one?
He won two, I believe.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh, man,
There actually aren't that many NCAA titles. It's just about Tomasello, Delgado. There's a lot of talent in there.
So much. What's your favorite, like, possible matchup? Doing a lot of hypotheticals today.
Gilman Tomasello would just be a brawl fest.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That would be awesome. I want to see how Vito Rougeau does against the high-level guys like Zane Richards and Frank Pirelli and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for Nick Piccinini and I'm totally blanking on his name. The Northwestern, Sebastian Rivera.
Sebastian, yeah.
How in the world? But yeah, him, Piccinini, and Rougeau, I really want to see against the top guys.
So I have a question. Seabass beat Rougeau twice at Nationals, I'm pretty sure. Once in the quarters and once for the third and fourth, right?
Correct.
Do you think, and it got closer each time, do you think that Rougeau, being in freestyle, do you think it'll help him or hurt him against Seabass?
Well, if you go look at their match, for the third place match, was it, or was it the fifth and sixth? It was third, wasn't it?
Third.
Yeah. So, if you go back and look at their match, Rougeau was taking him down pretty much at will, but was getting sloppy when he was riding and he was leaving his head too high. I feel like, first of all, Rougeau has proven his freestyle skills when he beat up Roman Bravo Young in the U23 trials.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done so much more with the juniors that year. I think this is his weight. Not 61, and I think that this is his time. Freestyle is his style, and I think he beats Rivera if they wrestle in this tournament.
Yeah, I think I'm taking Arujat too, because every time he wrestles Seabass, he did better and better against him, and now he's had a month to strategize and prepare, and I hope he gets it done because I really really like him. Not to say I don't like Seabass, but I really like Vitaly Rougeau. 65. Do you want to wait? Are we done with 57? You want to go to 65?
Yeah, that about wraps it up. Let's do picks real quick. Finals. Okay. Who's it gonna be? I mean, obviously we don't have the brackets yet, but just who are the two best guys? I'll say.
Read me the names one more time, just the big names.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So Dayton Fix, Frank Caparelli, Jesse Delgado, let's see, Nathan Tomasello, Nick Piccinini, Sebastian Rivera, Thomas Gilman, Vito Rougeau, Zane Richards.
I think my pick is either going to be, depending on the bracket, how it shakes out, either NATO and Gilman or Dayton and Gilman.
Okay, yeah.
Just depending on the bracket.
Well, who do you think
but I think that's
Dayton or Tomasello. Making it hard on you.
I guess in freestyle, it's Dayton. I think I'm gonna pick Dayton.
I agree with that. Fine. I like Dayton Gilman. The guy that would mess it up, like you said, would be Tomasello. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And Dayton beat Tomasello U23 trials in 2017, and he beat him pretty handily. And Dayton has looked better since. And I haven't seen much of Tomasello.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna stick with Dayton Gilman.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear we're so in sync. 165. Not 165, just 65. Do you have a list of names for us, Sam?
Yeah, I do. I'm just going to read the bigger names. BJ Fertrill, Bryce Meredith, Dean Heil, Evan Henderson, Frank Molinaro, Jaden Ironman, Jesse Vasquez. Let's see. Caden G. Feller, Cannon Store, Montel Marion, Yanni Giacomahalas.
Oh, wow.
And I imagine Zane and J.O. are going to be there, too.
Hopefully. So, I say that when we do our picks, we have to leave out Zane and J.O. because they have not yet registered. So, we don't...
Okay, that's good.
We can't pick them yet. But it's... Wow, if I remember correctly, there's not a ton of, not senior level, but, like...
More veteran. More,
yeah, exactly. There's not as many as there was in 60 or 57.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Who would you pick to win this? Or not to win this. Let's pick a final first. Who are the two best
finals?
Guys?
Without Zane J.O., let's see. I'm going Molinaro Giacomahalas.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Who do you have? Who are you picking there?
Oh, don't do that to me.
Sorry, dude. Okay, we can move on.
No,
we don't have
to. I gotta pick.
Oh, okay. So you just wanted to pick them anyway.
I want to pick them both, but let's see. I'm gonna go with Molinaro just because Yanni's a little bit young. I think Yanni will have a better career, a much better career than Molinaro has, and but for this match, I think it's going to be Molinaro. He's really big, too.
Oh, my gosh. He's giant. Gorilla Hulk.
Gorilla Hulk.
What is Yanni's freestyle career looked like? I don't really know.
I think he's got a cadet world title. But I don't know if he's got anything other than that.
What about... Do you know for anything about... It. Sure. I think in this match, I'm taking Molinaro, too. Just because... I don't know. I don't think Yanni is going to be ready for this amount of physicality that Molinaro is bringing to the table. And that's how he, you know, he shocked a lot of guys in the Olympic trials. That bracket was, like, all time. And Molinaro just rose to the top. So,
yeah.
I think I'm going to pick Molinaro. Did you get Yanni's credentials?
I haven't quite. Okay. Yeah, so... He joins Gable Steveson as the only American to win two cadet world championships.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say? Yeah.
About that weight.
Yeah, is there anything else?
I got Zane to win the whole thing. I know you said you didn't want to get into that, but Zane's my favorite.
Even though J.O. beat him at the AWL?
Even though J.O. beat him at the AWL. The weight was like +4 for that, too.
Yeah.
That was a little bit weird.
Well, I say let's move on to our next topic of discussion. A couple weeks back, we got a question from... Or I guess it was just this week. Never mind. Wrestler Never Dies as a Cat fan asked us... I don't remember the specific question, but basically it was, if you're going to start a program... Which three college graduates or college wrestlers would you like to be on your staff? And which two high school recruits would you like to be, like to get for your wrestlers? So we've compiled some lists here. Sam, would you like to go first? Who are you picking?
Yeah. So my picks are going to be for the college guys that wrestled the NCAAs last year. My picks are Stefan Micic, Yanni Giacomahalas, and Spencer Lee.
Oh, well, okay. My list is going to be Nick Lee, Spencer Lee, and Anthony Cassar. Why did you choose your guys, Sam?
Why did I choose my guys?
Uh-huh.
I believe that Micic and Giacomahalas, especially those two, have a great view of the sport. And they would, whether they're, you would probably pick the Bo Nichols and Jason Nolfs.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for affecting a program, I think those two could have a big effect on a program and what they bring to the table with their technique and what they can do in their wrestling. And I think their view of the sport too would really excite people when they come to practice, and they're just excited to wrestle around with Yanni and wrestle around with Micic. And then for Spencer, he's so sound in everything. He lives the perfect life, as in he does every little thing right. He eats right. He gets enough rest, and he just does everything right. And he knows how to be tough, and he knows how to grind, and he's so technically sound, and he's so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of guy I would like in my program.
So all good reasons. So I picked the two leads, Nick and Spencer, and then Anthony Kassar. The reason I picked Nick Lee is because I love him so much. He's so gritty. He's so tough. Just all the time. I wanted to pick him because of how gritty he was. I picked Spencer because of not only his mental attitude, but also he's such a specimen. He's so strong. His technique is so good. And he's proven he can get it done. And I know that he can help young wrestlers achieve their goals as well. And the reason I chose Anthony Kassar is because he has the most heart. He went from he never qualified for states until he was a senior. When he was a senior, he won it. Won New Jersey. Then he started wrestling with the NLWC. He made it to the finals of junior, or he won junior worlds or made it to the finals and got hurt. Regardless, he had some success. He got hurt. He took two full seasons off. And then he came back this year and he beat the number one high school recruit of all time. He beat Gable Steveson and got it done in the finals against the guy who had beaten him before. And what it just shows is he just has an intense love for the sport and he has a whole lot of heart. And that's something that if I'm a coach, I want my wrestlers to have. And I believe that Anthony Kassar can instill that in my young wrestlers. Sam, what high school guys did you pick?
Yeah, so the last time he asked us, and I want to ask you a question. The last time he asked us, he said, and this is Wrestler Never Dies, the Cat fans asking us this question. Mm-hmm. But he said guys that wrestled in the NCAAs and guys that didn't. So he's talking about you could throw in the gray shirts and the red shirts and guys like that. So okay. Do you want to do that or just high school?
Well, whatever you want to do. I just picked high school wrestlers, so it doesn't really matter to me.
I'll stick with the high school guys, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go Ryan Anderson from PA, and I'm going to go with Kurt McHenry.
Ooh. I think it's interesting. We both picked Ryan. But instead of Kurt, I picked Alejandro Herrera Rondon, which is that's kind of funny. We both picked 13-pounders. I don't have very many specific reasons for picking Ryan Anderson and Alejandro. I love how Ryan can always – he finds a way to get it done. I like his attitude. And I just think Alejandro's, you know – I think he's the best 113-pounder in the country. So, let's see. Do you wanna get to some questions?
Let's do it.
I don't know if we have time for all of them, but let's start with Willie Saylor's question. So our guy Willie sent us a question. It says, "I use the following for junior high big board to roller series." Super 32 middle school, NHSCA middle school, VAC duels and McDonough duels, schoolboys and a couple others. What do you guys consider to be the toughest? Sam, what do you think?
So, I think Willie nailed them all. I've been to, I've been to all of those. I haven't been to all of the roller series, just the big Tulsa Nationals. But I think he about nailed it. I'm going to go with Freestyle Kids Nationals.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it. If you look at like PA State Tournament and New Jersey State Tournament and ones like that, you can normally be able to find the head to head between guys, and that would be easier.
Yeah, the PA Junior High Tournament is ridiculous. I think the ones I picked were Super 32 Middle School and the McDonough Duels. I have not actually wrestled in any of these. But just from what I've heard and who I've talked to, and what I've seen is that these two competitions are so difficult. They're so tough. Great question though, Willie. Thank you. Let's see. Which question do you want to ask next, Sam?
We can go to Luke Condie's.
Okay. Let's go for it.
All right. He says, thoughts on two-piece singlets. Is it a positive thing for the sport that will make it grow / make more people be open to the sport because of the weirdness factor of singlets? Do you feel that there's a shift away from the singlet with Who's Number One and Flo Nats having two pieces provided?
So, okay. I love two pieces. I love two pieces. I wore them for my first time last year at the NHSA Middle School Duels. I wrestled for M2, and we got brand new two pieces. And I wrestled. It like changed my mentality when I was wrestling. Like, it made me feel like I was in a practice room, and I wrestle better in a practice room. But it just gave me this mental shift, like, of just, I don't know, just relaxed me. It wasn't like, oh, this is a really big competition. It was more like, let's go and wrestle really hard. Let's go make this count, you know?
Yeah.
I think that as time goes on, there's going to be even more competitions with two pieces. Now, pretty sure that the PIAA, we're allowed to have two pieces if our school provides them. And I think that as time goes on, two pieces are going to get more and more common. What do you think?
Yeah, so I pretty much agree with that, what you said. I think just whatever you like to wear, I think that's best for whatever's best for you. Just that's what you should wear, probably. And and I think I like singlets. I've never actually worn a two-piece, so I can't really give input on how it feels. But I think make more people open to the sport because of the weirdness factor of singlets. I believe that if people are grossed out by singlets and they don't want to wrestle because of singlets, we don't really need them in our sport. This is a tough sport.
Yeah.
And I respect Florida Nationals and Who's Number One. You said you like wearing it. But if you're wearing it because you don't like singlets and you think they're weird, then you don't need to be in wrestling. But if you're wearing it because it relaxes you and makes you go back to practice, or it's comfortable or anything like that, I respect that. I think they're good.
I would say that if a person is making the excuse, like, I don't want to wrestle because of singlets, then they just don't want to wrestle at all. Like, they're just looking for excuses. So, I agree with you.
Very true.
Sam, I say, how about this? Jacob Klum asked a really good question, but I say we tease it, and I say we answer it on next show. What say you?
I like the idea.
All right, I'll read it here. So Jacob Klum, at Jacob_Klum, great name. It says, from a dad that coaches high school, what is the best or worst thing parents can do for their kids to enjoy wrestling? Note, an 8-year-old boy that likes but not loves wrestling. So I know that both me and Sam have good answers for this, but I say that we'll answer next time.
That's good.
Okay. So I think that that about does it for the show. It was a blast, Sam. Thank you so much for doing this with me. What did you want to say about our questions?
Oh, yeah. So we love the questions. As you can see, we spent a lot of time answering them on this show, and we want to answer more. And so we'd love some more questions from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And on our last show, we said that we would send out a tweet Thursday night to ask for questions. But we decided that might not be the best idea because of a tournament one weekend, and you ask a question prior to that tournament, and then it happens and we do the show the next week. So we would like to change that time period. We're going to try to send them every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that we can have like a more tournament recap for
right.
Our show.
So yeah, Sunday night questions. We'll send out a tweet. Just drop them right in the tweet. And let's see. Oh, okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. I think we're getting better and better at this. I was at a wrestling tournament this past weekend, and so many people came up to me and told me just how much they liked the show and how much that we're doing a great job. I want to thank you guys for listening. Send us tips, send us pointers. Our email is hmat@advantage@gmail.com, and our Twitter is HMA_pod. Big shout out to you, our listener, the one who's listening right now at this moment, you. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to our one listener on Pocket Casts. I see you there. Shout out to you, Sam. Thank you so much for this just great experience. And let's just get a little, let's keep on working, getting better at it.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to do this with you, Jude, and I can't wait for next time. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Is our music coming? Is it there? All right.
Here
yeah.
it comes. Here it comes. Comes.